The deniers imagined that they could halt the prophet's message by resorting to various physical measures. But they failed to bear in mind that God has determined all things in destiny, and that He always helps believers. Almighty God has created these snares set by the deniers in destiny in such a way as to rebound on their own heads. No matter how comprehensive and cunningly designed the snares of the deniers may seem to be, they are irrevocably condemned to fall apart and work against them. This is a promise made by God in the Quran. Some of the verses that reveal that the snares and trickery of deniers are all in vain and will eventually work against them are as follows. But then when a warner did come to them, it only increased their aversion, shown by their arrogance in the land and evil plotting. But evil plotting envelops only those who do it. Do they expect anything but the pattern of previous peoples? You will not find any changing in the pattern of God. You will not find any alteration in the pattern of God. They hatched a plot, and we hatched a plot while they were not aware. So look at the end result of all their plotting. We utterly destroyed them and their whole people. All the snares, plots, conspiracies, and slanders against the prophets that might seem to be evil at first sight actually all eventually worked out for the best. That is because there is no other power than God. It is Almighty God who creates all traps. God has created all snares laid down by deniers for believers in destiny in such a way that they will fall apart and benefit believers while deniers are harmed by them. People who plot against Muslims imagine they are doing this with their own minds. But even these people have also submitted to God. They produce the plots commanded by God, completely unchanged. This is revealed in another verse. Those before them plotted, but all plotting belongs to God. He knows what each self earns, and the unbelievers will soon know who has the ultimate abode. It is also revealed in the Quran that deniers will actually end up plotting against themselves. And likewise, in every city we set up its greatest wrongdoers to plot in it. They plot against themselves alone, but they are not aware of it. All the snares and trickery set against the prophets might superficially appear to represent difficulties for them. But God has also established a system for the setters of snares, and God will certainly keep His promise to the messengers. The prophets and true believers will inevitably emerge victorious. This is an immutable law of God. It is revealed in several verses of the Quran. Some of these read, Our word was given before to our servants, the messengers, that they would certainly be helped. It is our army which will be victorious. As for those who make God their friend, and his messenger, and those who believe, it is the party of God who are victorious. The lives of the prophets are full of examples of victories over the plots of the deniers. For example, Pharaoh killed all male children and imagined that he had taken sufficient precautions. He oppressed the faithful, but was still unable to hinder the prophet Moses. His people plotted to cast the prophet Abraham into the flames, but God saved him by cooling the flames. The prophet Joseph's brothers wanted to eliminate him by throwing him down a well, but God overturned that plan, freed Joseph from the well, and made him head of the treasury. Traps were also set for the prophet Jesus, but when they tried to kill him, God raised him to the sky, and the deniers' plans were foiled in a manner they never anticipated. God is he who creates as he wills, and who always bestows victory on his messengers.